I'm rolling.
I'm almost there. Just roll it.
We're rolling already.
We're rolling hot, rolling heavy, rolling hot, rolling heavy.
Rolling hot, rolling heavy.
Roll it.
It's rolling.
Rolling hot, rolling heavy.
Okay, we got it.
Rolling hot, rolling heavy.
I'm hungry all the time.
All the time.
I think I have some China candy still. You can have some.
Don't ever bring
China candy.
Never bring those back. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Shy Show.
Hey!
My name is Brian Gerard.
Good morning, Brian.
Speaking of hungry, you know.
Stand by.
What?
May I properly introduce
him? Oh, yeah. Sorry. Thanks.
I mean, you know.
I thought you were going to reprimand him for burping like that.
I didn't burp.
Greg.
What?
What's up with Robert?
He's not focused.
What?
Huh?
Focus, bitch.
I can hear you. Wait, I'm sorry. This is coming from the Rolling Hot, Rolling Heavy guys?
Rolling Hot, Rolling Heavy.
Okay. All right.
I'm alongside Gregory Hoyt.
Yes, you are.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Good evening, ladies.
And Robert Scheid.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
All right, Robert, what were you saying? Now you can go.
Yeah, I'm just saying that, you know, an upcoming episode that we have is actually, it's a field trip.
To where?
We have a field trip.
Yeah, to the Foreman's, to Sarah Foreman's.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes, we do. Yes, we do.
And she's going to be feeding us.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
When? That will be, that's coming up in a few weeks.
Yeah, it'll come up.
However.
What?
Oh, that's going to be awesome.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so awesome. High five on that.
We've got a couple.
Ryan, high five. You're going to be there? So cool.
We've got a couple.
We're so excited.
We've got a couple good episodes coming up.
Yes.
However, they're a few weeks away.
Yes,
I want to take this opportunity.
Yeah.
I have some news I'd like to share with
you. We do want to, yes, congratulate you on Biz's pregnancy.
That is not the case.
Oh.
Congratulations on getting your green card.
I was born in this country. I'm a naturalized
citizen. I was born in the USA. I was born in the USA. I was born in the USA.
What's up, Bri?
Hot and heavy.
Hot and heavy.
None of those things are... Not the first time in Shy Show history, but... I am making an announcement that I need to
undergo surgery.
I need to.
Oh my God, Brian, we are behind you 100%.
Are you getting your baby dick removed?
Oh, congratulations! Are they putting a bigger one in,
or are they just removing it all together?
Start over. Yeah, is that what it is?
That's not what it is. I don't have a baby dick.
Yeah, well,
yeah.
You know, it's small,
but.
It's thin.
Yeah,
it is.
That makes up for it.
So why would you get rid of it? Why would you?
I don't know. Put it on the shelf. Put it on a plaque.
No, that, I don't. I don't have. I'm not having surgery.
It's like baby
boots. Not having surgery, but I need to take a little bit of a hiatus from the Shy Show.
Oh, you're quitting? Finally, no, somebody quit.
Whoa!
Are we going to let him quit? Not me.
You can't ever quit.
That's true.
I've actually been.
It's in your contract, Greg.
You haven't.
Yeah.
It's in your contract.
I don't have a contract, you actually, idiot. There's no contract.
Why are you thinking about quitting?
Yeah.
I just think that I haven't been getting any feedback from anybody. Uh-huh. Like, it's
basically... It's all about you and
I mean, you know.
Oh, is that what it is?
If I was performing in an empty room, I would at some
You're
point...
You're not performing in an empty room.
Notice
who are we?
It was an empty room.
Who am I?
Robert Scheid.
And who is this?
Brian Gerard.
So we're not. This
I'm
is
just
not
saying
an empty
he
room.
Can quit, or we. Well, there's no.
I'm not
uproar.
Quitting. I'm saying I got to take a little bit of a break.
Why?
Let me tell you why.
Please do.
I'm going on a bit of a trip, and unlike Robert, where I'm just going, where he was going for a week or so, I'm going for about 5 weeks.
Wow.
Four weeks.
Real weeks? Because usually, whenever you have something, you say I'm going to be off the mic completely for 4 or 5 months, and then truthfully, it ends up being 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
well, I just like I gotta you gotta aim big, and then. when it comes in small, you embrace the...
Is that what she said?
I think it's shoot for the stars,
she said,
and you land on the moon.
Right. That's right. Yeah. That's what it is.
Or you end up amongst the stars.
The truth is...
Shoot for the moon
and if you miss, you'll end up amongst the stars.
That's what I said.
Yeah, not land
if
on
you
the moon.
If you just shoot the moon,
yeah,
you'll land in the...
No. If
daisies...
You,
whatever.
I got it. If you wish for the moon,
right,
I'll throw a rope around it, Mary.
Mary!
Mary!
I'll throw a rope around it, Mary.
Are we doing the section of the show where we do bad Jimmy Stewart impressions?
Yes. We already had it.
Those were good impressions.
We had the section.
Oh, that was it.
For now, past.
What are you doing, Brian?
I'm going away for a few weeks. I'm going to the country of South Africa.
Ooh.
Now, that's far first, away. Hang on. Greg, do you know where that is?
Yep.
You know that is not part of China.
That's right. It's not part of Tibet.
Oh, no.
Okay, just checking. Want to double check.
Cape Horn's down there. One of the deadliest passages on all the seas.
So you're going to be...
I'm going to go...
That's good that you're not going to be on the water then, because if you're on land, everything should be fine. That's where they had the World Cup.
Yeah, that's right.
When was that? 2000?
Zuzu Vases that were really loud. And everyone all around the planet tuned out of at that point.
Yeah.
Just like they tuned out of our podcast.
No, are you doing a safari?
I am not. No, I'm actually going to be in and around Cape Town, and I will be on the water.
Yeah. Why?
I'm on a little expedition. Going on a little expedition.
Is this a personal soul searching expedition? Yes. What are you looking for? There's nothing there.
I'm looking to swim with sharks. I swim with sharks every day in Hollywood, baby. But I'm actually going to go and actually swim with the real ones. Yeah, for a couple of weeks. South Africa.
Yeah, and I can't go climb Everest because you guys are going to worry about me. Yeah, Brian can go to South Africa on the ocean and swim with sharks.
He didn't get my permission on this. You know, Brian,
I shouldn't even tell you guys when I go to Everest.
Why? What do you mean you shouldn't tell us? I'm telling you what I'm doing.
I would hope to God, Greg, that you would be prepping to the point where we would notice that you know.
No, I just don't one day go and just do it.
Yeah, and you make sure that you don't actually work out or anything like that, just so that you don't tip us off.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
You just show up at Everest.
Keep
a
secret. Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Anyway, let's go back to you. Brian.
Let's not spend too much time on it. I don't want to belabor the issue.
What are you... You're going to swim with sharks. There are sharks in California.
Yeah, why do you gotta go all the way there?
There are sharks off the coast of Florida.
Well, it's because the best ones are in South Africa.
Best in what way?
Like, great whites.
Great whites.
Yeah, okay. Okay, awesome. So, what is this for?
Well, I can't really say. Contractually.
It's for a show.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
So I got a job.
Okay,
and heading over there for a few weeks. So unfortunately, and you know, sometimes I would be out of pocket, and I would be able to dial in. We could keep the show going, but it's just not going to be possible with me being roughly 10,000 plus miles away.
You can't call in?
No.
Why?
We could try.
First of all,
he doesn't want to commit to anything.
The preparation, by the way, of going on this trip is pretty extraordinary.
And we want to talk about that because I have questions.
I'll give you a couple rundowns. I had to get 6 shots.
Of course. Yeah, that was China for me.
So I did that. I then have to, like, all these things that I need to take with me and bug repellent and DEET and diarrhea medicine and motion sickness and all this stuff that I got.
Malaria pills. Immunoglobulin shot? A really thick one in your butt?
No.
Okay. They used to do that for... I think that covers a bunch of different things when they give you that.
No,
it's like a faster act.
It's all shots to the arm. Oh. But you know, it's all so then of course one of the things that is how am I going to communicate with people?
Yeah.
Now email, internet's kind of spotty over there, but it does exist. And cell service does exist, but my phone that I have isn't a global phone.
It's not a world phone.
So
why? Wait, why? Because I mean if it were an iPhone it would be. What do you have?
I have a droid.
Yeah, if you had an iPhone, he'd be good to go.
Yeah, he'd be good to go. So I just want to check once again. What do you have again?
I have a droid.
Yet again, it fails you.
It doesn't fail me.
Yeah, it fails you.
It's okay. Not failing me.
Mm. Yeah, it's failing you.
How many times do I go out of the country that I need this? This is the first time in my life.
One more time than I have.
Yeah, well, that's true.
But so.
But then again, this one time will be one more time than Greg ever will for his whole life because he's not going to go on vacation.
Okay, on vacation when I die.
True. True that.
Go ahead.
But Verizon's sending me a phone to use.
So then what the fuck is the problem? Why aren't you going to call into the show?
It's $2.39 a minute.
All right, so spend $10 and let's have a fucking talk in South Africa, bitch. Right?
Yeah.
Thank you, Robert.
And then in the background, we'll hear...
My legs! How about I just record a little audio diary and I can send it in. You guys can play it.
I think that would be lovely as well.
That might be an easier thing.
You think? Whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I'm going to have time to just sit around and hop on the phone. And it's like a 10-hour difference.
Record a little audio diary and we'll listen to it on the show. I think that'd be a really nice thing. So tell us about the prep. What are the things are you doing? I mean...
You can call and leave a voicemail.
Have you written your last will and testament?
Oh, God.
Have you?
No.
You should.
Why?
You really should.
What? Are you serious?
Because you might die.
This is the preparation that we're talking about. You're about to get in the water with great white sharks.
In South Africa.
But isn't it putting energy on...
You deleted all of the porn from your computer?
Seriously, dude. There are certain things you really should take care of before you go.
Like what?
Like, delete all the emails.
Deleting
from girls
all
that,
of the porn
that are
computer.
Off.
Nobody has my password.
They will find it.
Well, so what?
No, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. Biz, after an amount of period.
This is a terrible conversation.
Biz is going to call me, and she's going to say, Robert, you know, I think it's time
to get into his
to
email.
Get into the computer. I got to get a couple things that were on his system, and this has been really hard. So maybe you can come over, and I can just point to what we need.
Yeah.
And I'm going to come over, and I'll be able to hack into your system really easily, because that's what I do. And I'll, I don't want to stumble across some things. That's all I'm saying.
You're going to stumble across things. And at that point, Robert, enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself, Shide. Whatever. I'm not.
You haven't gotten your life.
What do I have? I don't have anything to will and testamentify to.
All right.
We're just saying.
What do I have?
We want to know. We want to know what you've been thinking.
All right.
What do I have? I ain't got nothing.
You got a beautiful BMW out there in the parking lot.
Beautiful?
Yeah, BMW.
All right, ready? Watch this. Greg?
Whoa.
The Beamer? Cheers.
All right. Oh. And that's recorded.
All
okay,
right.
Cool. I just got a BMW. Nice.
Shy, yes. The iMac?
Yeah.
Before Biz gets it, you take it.
Look at that. All right, Biz is being
this is probably
what
just
did Biz
actually
get?
Everything else.
Oh.
Which is nothing.
No, it's the X-Files DVD collection.
That's hers, anyway.
Oh, okay.
She gets the couch.
She gets the Gone with the Wind collector's edition.
That's hers, anyway.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She gets the bed. You have a good bed.
Yeah.
You have some good furniture.
Yeah.
The Red Sox blanket.
Mm.
That's Brian's.
Yeah, it is. The baseball bat.
Also
he always is threatening everyone at the door with.
Yeah.
I answer the door with that bat.
What about the baby blue chair and table set?
That's business. But anyway, at any rate, other preparations.
Yeah.
Cell phone. I got to make sure my health plan is good about that. The cell phone thing, the shots. The biggest thing that I'm concerned about, quite frankly.
Is being eaten by a shark.
No, that doesn't concern me.
Oh, no,
that's not the ship sinking in the ocean.
None of that's concerning me.
The airplane going down.
Yeah, no, not the airplane going down. The fact that I'm going to be flying for 30 hours.
Okay, so
I've done it before.
Let's talk about
that.
Yeah,
what? When I went to Sao Paulo, it was.
Oh, that's
like
right.
That.
You did leave the country.
Yeah.
I thought you were like, the 30 hours it took me to fly to
Georgia. I've been out of the country a bunch of times.
I mean, how do you handle traveling
for work?
No, not for work, always.
Sao Paulo
was
work, right?
Yeah, Sao Paulo was work. But I went with Mikaeda to Ireland, London.
All right.
Yeah,
it's happened.
It has.
That was like 15 years ago.
Yeah, something's clicked in his mind. He said, never do that again. So, Brian, which direction do you go? Do you go east? Do you go west?
Going east.
Okay.
It's here to New York to Johannesburg, Johannesburg, Cape Town.
New York to Johannesburg is going to be
15
epic.
Hours. 15 hours.
That's what my Shanghai flight was.
Oh, What? How do you get through? I mean, this. What do you do?
Okay,
meditate.
So
meditate
beforehand,
for 20
this is
at
what
least.
We did. We had to figure out. I figured out the whole jet lag thing, and so we figured that for the way out, it was 15 hours, and we were going west. We said, look, we're
going
to stay awake as long as possible. Over water the whole time. We're staying – well, with Japan at the very end, you know, it's kind of like you curve because you follow the curvature of the earth. But it's stay awake as long as possible. This is for us going west. And towards the end, we're like, oh, we can't do this anymore. So we went to sleep a little bit and woke up and then stayed awake the last little bit because we landed – it matters what time you land. Because we landed at kind of at like 6 p.m. or something. And so we knew, all right, we're just going to go home. By the time we get home, we'll go to sleep and hopefully sleep the whole night through and we won't have jet lag. And then on the way back, it was the same thing. Do you know what time you land in your final?
Ultimately, the final destination is around noontime.
And what time do you leave here?
The idea is that we're going to be taking a red eye to New York.
You're going to lose like a day and a half.
Yeah. Almost 2 days. So the idea is essentially I leave Sunday night and I get there Tuesday afternoon.
Yeah.
No.
No, it's...
Yeah, no, that's right. Tuesday afternoon. So, wait a minute. No, that's a lie. Tuesday night, boom.
It doesn't matter. Let's not figure it out on the show because our listeners are tuning out right now.
No, well, your listener is tuning out, but the rest of them are.
At any rate, it's a long flight. How do you get through that kind of
tuned
flight?
In.
And, well, you know what? In
movies. What airplane are you doing?
Yeah, I don't know.
Movies, podcasts.
You just listen to you read. And
if you had an iPhone, you would have all these podcasts.
Don't make this an iPhone commercial.
The Shy Show, man. You just listen to that all the time.
Yeah, well, I'll have my computer and I'll have my iPad and all that stuff. But, you know, that's a long time to be on a plane. So I'm going to have a lot of time with my thoughts.
Okay. Great. That's horrible. That sounds like a nightmare with Brian's thoughts. But
time
you know,
on your own.
Some of the planes have power outlets. You need to think about that.
Yeah, I don't think this one does. I'm going to be in coach. Is that first class?
I was in coach, and we had power outlets.
Yeah, these are international, huge flights.
But the thing is,
different types of planes that you're going to be getting.
The power outlets ran off of the, what is it, the DC, you know what's on your car outlet?
Cigarette lighter?
Yeah, and I didn't have that with me. And I've got one in my car like to take out, which is, it converts cigarette lighter to just a regular outlet, a plug, a 110 plug.
Mm.
But... Anyway, I should have brought it. You know, find out.
Yeah.
There's a website you can go to, and this is great for anybody, where you can look up your actual seat on the specific plane that you're flying. It'll tell you what plane it is, and it tells you, and you use this to pick a seat in the very beginning, because they tell you what are the best seats on these planes. And I'm telling you, like, these seats here have bulkhead, these seats here lean back, these don't recline because of the something or other.
Yeah, but I'm not booking my flight like that. I don't have a lot of say in that. At any rate,
shut that down.
He shuts down.
Sounds like it.
He just wants. Yeah,
appreciate your concern.
But I appreciate your concern. But I'm not going to do anything about it. I'm not going to take your advice.
He doesn't appreciate the advice. He appreciates.
How to get through this flight, and then as you're trying to tell him how to do it the best, he's like, "Shut up!
Please, shut up!
I have no control over anything.
I don't have
life happens.
Give me advice so I can tell you to shut up.
Yeah." Life is just happening at me. I'm at the effect completely of life.
Okay, heard another tip that you can tell me to shut up on.
Okay,
let him get halfway into it, though, B.
He's got to rev up to it.
Kosher meal.
Huh?
Whew, I had to get that out really quickly. Apparently, kosher meal gets served first, and the food is better. That advice has been given to me by somebody who works in the airlines.
What is kosher meal?
Kosher food.
Like kosher,
It's kosher, which is good for Jewish reasons, but it's like really good food. It's really good meat. It has to be approved
as kosher.
It's cooked
to certain standards.
Yeah.
And so apparently it is, and it's not generally part of the giant mass-produced line.
Because they have to do certain things.
That is the idea, kosher meal. Now, on the way back from China, Nora tried to get kosher meal. But they didn't have kosher meal, so they gave her a vegetarian meal. And vegetarian meal was not a good choice. At least not from China.
Poopy
kosher
in the pants?
Poopy in the pants.
Anyway, so, all right.
So I'm going to be off the mic, pun intended, here for a little bit. But
adios.
I love you all.
Do you?
Despite how much I don't like you very much, I love you all. And I look forward to retelling of my adventures when I'm back.
Are you planning on pimping the Shide Show while you're down in South Africa?
Yeah, I'm going to tell everyone about it.
That's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, no. I mean, the beautiful part about the Shide Show is that you can get it anywhere in the world.
Yeah, that's true.
You can really listen to it anywhere.
It's global.
It's a global institution. It's a global industry. It's a worldwide pants.
You haven't what? David, you haven't seen our numbers lately, have you?
No, have you?
Our numbers? Our numbers are worldwide. So when I come back, I'll have obviously a lot to share with you because I'm going to be going on quite an adventure.
Are you scared?
A little nervous, yeah. I don't know if I would say I'm scared. I'm a little nervous.
Don't be scared. Don't be a pussy. You're American, for crying out loud. Act like one.
We have about 267 visitors to our website per day on average. And then if I look at our locations.
Let's go back to.
Brazil is 120% of our.
Remember when Greg listens. Greg felt like he was talking to an empty room.
Right? We are, completely. It's baloney.
You know, Brazil is only 3%.
What?
Yeah, sorry. Italy is 18% of our.
Oh!
Oh God. Yeah.
Germany is 1%.
Oh my God.
Poland, 1%. Bolivia, 1%. Wow.
Freudenline.
Yeah, Turkey, 1%.
Einblinden.
Most of it is the United States.
That's wonderful.
Thank you, everybody. We love you.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much for listening. It's wonderful.
Very wonderful.
I knew that we had a lot of listeners.
I did, too. Yeah. They enjoy hanging out with us.
We enjoy hanging out with them. That's the only reason that I continue to do this show. Otherwise, I would totally.
Because you don't like hanging out with us.
No.
No, I get that.
And I don't like having you guys in my apartment all the time. Remember when I used to do it at Brian's?
Yeah, what happened to that?
Well, Biz moved in, and she stopped all the fun.
Why did she stop the fun?
Why did she stop the fun?
You're going to have to ask her that next time you see her.
Yeah, but that really happened. Like, remember we used to go over to Brian's a lot?
It was great. I used to hang out there.
Biz moved in. And
it was actually closer.
I have gone over to Brian's probably 10 times since Biz moved in.
And you've never come over to my place.
Well, I've gone over to your place like 4 times.
To pick something up, to drop something off.
Mm. To do the show. We did the show at your place.
That's true, we did. It was great.
Maybe I'll bring it back. Bring it back around. I don't know why.
I don't think you will. No. I don't think you will.
You don't think I will?
No, because I don't think that your woman will allow it.
Yeah, she is a tyrant. Life goes on. Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Hey. Catch you on the other side of it, huh? I'll try to do some recordings and send it in so you can play them too.
That'd be
when,
great.
When you guys record, you'll probably record a couple shows when I'm not around.
Yeah,
something.
And,
I think we will.
You know, a little
try something.
Yeah.
Like, fucking call my phone and leave a voicemail. Or call Robert's phone and leave a voicemail.
Yeah.
I think actually what's going to be easier is I'm going to do a little recording and email it to you.
Yeah, that works.
Oh, yeah. You record something on your phone.
Yeah.
And then just send it as a
computer or iPad or
email.
You can do all those things.
Yeah.
All right. If you had an iPhone, you'd be really in good shape.
I don't have an iPhone. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I'll be
Greg, you had an iPhone and then you lost it.
In a drunken.
Yeah.
Drug rage.
And how long did you last without one?
A few months. Months. 3, 4, 5 months.
Is that how it happened?
Mm. A couple weeks. A week? A few days. A few days.
2 days. If 2 days.
He couldn't do it.
Day that and was half. So bad.
He couldn't do it.
Yeah.
That
and Brian, really you've hard. Been without one for a long time.
I know. And I'll be honest with you. If my phone goes down, I'm going to go to the store and get another Droid.
Bullshit. Mm. It's such bullshit. All right.
Let's go.
Do you think if we talk about iPhone enough, they'll give us one for free?
Yeah. Steve Jobs isn't around anymore, but I still don't think that's how it works. So, no.
Yeah. Maybe, though.
It does work.
I don't think so.
They do it with Skype.
Yeah.
No, but Skype is free. So
That's because we say it a lot.
Yeah. Oprah.
Skype is not free because we just mentioned
Oprah, 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 Oprah.
What was that about?
Just like the Sandman. She's in your mirror now.
Just putting it out there.
Aha, girl. Hey, boys! Thank you, guys. I love you. I'll miss you.
Adios, Brian.
On behalf of
Brian, be safe.
Thank you.
Safe travels.
Yeah.
On behalf of Robert Shaw.
Don't forget that you're an American man, though, while you're over there. And you have a certain reputation to uphold. I'm serious.
For America.
Yeah.
Don't make a fool.
Don't make a fool of yourself.
On behalf of Gregory Hoyt.
Don't show fear. I'm serious. Don't show fear.
Well, wait. Whoa. Let's not have him walk into a bar and like, I'm not showing fear. You'll end up with a knife in your throat.
My name is Brian Gerard.
That's what Americans do.
What? Walk out with a knife in their throat saying, I showed them no fear.
It's a good legacy.
Oh, my God.
We are the Shite Show.
Last show of all time.
It is not the last show of all time.
Yay! Boom.
We are Africa. We are the heartbeat of Africa.
With the rhino,
the meerkat,
the noble lion king.
We are Africa. We are the winds of the Serengeti. We are the sweat of the jungle man. We are the tears of Nelson Mandela. We are the lost boys of the Sudan.
I am Africa, just like Bono. I am Africa. I flew in here and became